Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked Forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, why do you wait for retouches on breakouts? Aren't you worried that you're going to miss the breakout or something?
Yeah, you know what? That's a really good question, and the answer is yeah, sometimes you will. But what you also miss are those false breakouts. So if it's a false breakout, like if it extends kind of beyond a zone and then all of a sudden pulls back the next candle, that's like a false breakout, right? And if you add those two candles together, you might get like a really long-tailed kangaroo tail or something like that, which of course is a reversal signal on that support and resistance zone. So what I prefer to see is the market to break through the zone, stay beyond the zone for several candles, close beyond the zone for several candles, and then come back down and touch it. It doesn't really matter if it's a bullish breakout or a bearish breakout, but I want to see the market blow through that zone, which has repeatedly held the market, right? So we're saying, well, it's not holding it now. It's breaking through. And then to confirm that the market still is using that as an important spot on the chart, it needs to come back and push off of it and then go away. So I understand why people kind of get upset and, you know, they kind of feel like they're missing out because, you know, what happens if it goes without you? There is actually an easier way to do it. Like if you're concerned about that, my suggestion is just move to the lower time frame. Because typically, like let's say you see a breakout on the daily, you might see a retouch almost immediately on the 1 hour. So what that means is you might not get that daily retouch for a long time, but you might get the 1 hour retouch on, like within 24 hours or something like that. So that's kind of the way that I would say to do that. If you really feel like you're missing out, maybe drop down to a lower time frame that, of course, you're comfortable with and you've tested and all that. But that's one way to get around that. The other one is that there's a trade I call the Acapulco trade. And I can give you guys some information on how that works in the show notes for this episode. But basically, the Acapulco trade is basically what I just said, which is when you get a breakout, sometimes if you're trading a higher time frame, it'll take a while for it to come back and touch it and confirm the breakout. But if you want to trade in the lower time frame, it sometimes happens almost immediately. And that's kind of what the Acapulco trade does. It sort of puts that into focus for you so that when you get that breakout and it comes back and touches it immediately, you have rules in place to actually set yourself up for that trade. That's really all the Acapulco trade is all about. But like I said, I'll put some info down in the, you know, like a video down for you guys so you can see what that's all about in the show notes.
Awesome. Yeah, I've seen the Acapulco trade in action, and it's really simple and really powerful at the same time.
Cool. Glad to hear.
Thanks for that, Walter.
Okay, see you, Hugh. Bye.